The Ray Darcy Show on Today FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, the divine Miss M, Bette Midler. Good morning, Bette Midler.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well. That was a nice intro.
Yeah, because that's sort of the title track of your new album. There's an S added on. It's The Girls is the album, and that song is It's the Girl.
It's the Girl.
Yeah.
By
the Boswell sisters.
Boswell sisters. You should dig them up. They're fantastic.
You have a lovely memory of getting a gramophone player and some 78s.
It was... Is the gramophone the one with the horn?
No... Well, no, you're not that old.
I'm not that old. This is a portable record player that a friend of my mother's had laying around. She was trying to get rid of it, so she gave it to us. And I must say, she gave us two little albums. And the music that you know when you're a kid is so intense. You bring it with you your whole life. And that song was one of the records that she gave us. And I still love it to this day.
Isn't that mad? Because you just play them over and over again, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. And they're ingrained into your brain in some sort of way. You're looking great. I saw your performance of Waterfalls on Jimmy Fallon.
Ah, yes.
That's a great interpretation of a great song.
Thank you.
Why did you choose that?
Well, I heard it in the 90s and made me cry. You know, it had a terrific production, but I always felt that you couldn't really hear the lyric behind the production, the message, which is so sad and really so bleak. And, you know, I'm always looking for those kinds of ballads, those kinds of the songs that make you cry, the songs that really move you, because that's what art is all about, you know, trying to move people.
Yeah, and you know, you have a list of credits, you know, actress, singer, producer, comedian. What are you today? You're a singer today, but what's your favorite thing?
You know, I have to say, I love music more than I love anything. Music to me is, I never really finished learning about it because it's so big and so vast. So it's still a mystery to me. And you know, things that are mysterious are the ones you love the best.
Hmm. So you're still trying to conquer it?
Yes, actually, I'm still trying to conquer it.
Yeah, well, you're doing a good job. 14th album. Of course, the acting is there. And a big hit in our house is Parental Guidance. I have a 7-year-old daughter. We've watched it a good few times.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it is fun. It is fun. And one of my fun memories from would it be the 90s is Ruthless People.
I love that one,
you
too.
You and Danny DeVito, yeah.
Yes.
Is it the characters that are most like you that excite you most?
You're silly. No. I think the character that's most like me, I'd have to say, is the Rose.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah. That's the life I led up until that time I made that movie.
You were sort of self...
Lead it some of the time.
Yeah. Were you self-destructive as a younger person?
No, but I kind... You know, the road makes you self-destruct. The road takes a lot out of you. And it's it can really change your temperament and your soul. So, I mean, I got it. But I think exhaustion makes you self-destructive. So, yeah, I've been there, yeah.
I was watching just to remind me of Beaches, which is a great movie, and the relationship between your character CeCe Bloom and Hillary, and you have a great line in it. You refer to her; she's the long dark hair, and you say you're smart, you're beautiful, and your hair moves.
Yes, that's a good one.
That is a good one. Which movie do you return to? Do you ever watch yourself? I'm almost intrigued by it.
Almost never.
Yeah. Isn't it great now, though? You can just go on and Google yourself. You've over 10 million hits or whatever, 10 million places where you can find
it. I never look at any of that.
None of it?
No.
And say you were on when Barbara Walters was retiring, and that was very special because you sang a cappella there. It looked like completely unrehearsed. It was just a lovely, touching moment with somebody that you've been friends with for years. Would you watch that back?
No. No, I had a good time doing it, though. It was a lot of fun jumping on that couch. It was something I always wanted to do. It was fun.
Yeah, so you did a Tom Cruise impersonation.
Yeah.
What must be fun as well is doing voices for animation, like your Kitty Galore in Cats and Dogs.
That actually is very stressful.
Is it?
Hard. Yeah, that's really, really... I think it's the hardest thing that's the hardest thing of all to do. Because you're never really sure if that's the voice they want, and they're trepidatious. They don't know, and they don't really know until they put it together if it works with the drawing and all that. So that's hard. That's... I don't really have the training for that.
Okay.
But I like to do it because I'm incredibly vain, and I want to have a voice. I want to have a character. So,
So you were in there in a booth, I suppose, and they've given you a sketch of your character, the cat you're supposed to be, and then you have to take it from there, and then there's some director going, more sort of evil, less evil, more whatever.
It's really a hard process. It's not just matching, having the essence of the character in the voice.
Yeah.
I don't have that flexible a voice. You know, the girls men who are trained, and the improvisers are, they have an easier time of it than I usually do. So I don't do them very often. I will say my favorite one was The Simpsons, which was, just great. I don't know if you ever saw it.
I didn't see your episode.
I think Krusty something or other, Krusty Kreme or Krusty some strange
character.
Show host was retiring, and I sang on his desk, and then it's very funny. Episode.
Okay, I must look it up.
Okay.
But Darlene Love is on the album. He's sure the boy I love.
She was in Phil Spector's family, and she worked on and off. She was a chiffon for a while, and she was in Bobby Socks and Blue Jeans, and she often would sing lead, and he would take her leads and give credit to another girl group. And he sort of came to it. He sort of got what he deserved in a way.
And she's fine now, because she was on her uppers, wasn't she, at one stage?
No, she has been through it all, and she is so grateful, and she's so humble, and she's all of those things. And she really is a person who puts one foot in front of the other and bears no man any malice. And if you say to her, gee, don't you hate Phil? And she'll say no. Because what he did to her, he also set her on a path where she could make a living on her own, if she so chose. So I, on the whole, it's been a fascinating life for her, and to sit with her and hear her stories is really, really amazing.
And she features track 6 there, He's Sure the Boy I Love. Bette Midler, It's the Girls is in Good Music Stores now. 15 tracks, all favourite songs of Bette's, and I think we'll play out with that Waterfalls TLC, if you don't mind.
Perfectly fine.
Okay, thanks, Bette.
The Ray Darcy Show on Today FM.